Just one halakha in the laws of Berachot. Actually comes directly from the Birkat Hashem in Chelek Bet. Perek Aleph halakha Yudhet. Ha'ochel ochel ha'shotem mashke. Kedel libdok et ta'amo bilvad. The case is a person is tasting, let's say, food or a drink. He really doesn't have intention to benefit from it, or eat it, or be satiated. He just wants to taste how it tastes. He wants to see if it's, you know, if it's coming out okay, if it's the right flavor. So, according to the halakha, it's based on Harambam. He says, "Lo yibarech alav, lo lefanav, velo leacharav." The person that's just tasting for the sake of tasting does not make a beracha rishona, nor does he make a beracha harona. Im eno ochel mimenu yoter mekezayit, ve'eno shoto yoter medevi'it. Unless he's eating, when it comes to food, more than a kezayit, or it comes to drinking more than a devi'it, which means, even though he's swallowing, he's the guy over here, let's say there's soup, and he wants to taste out of soup, because there's more salt, or something like that, and he's not really hungry, he doesn't even have intention to really benefit, he just wants to taste it for the sake of tasting. So he, let's say, eats a little of it, he swallows it. According to the halakha, it's based on Rambam and Perek Aleph from Ilchot Berachot halakha bet, that you would not make a beracha rishona. Now, v'yesh omrim shekevan shebolaya et ha'ochel v'nehenem v'menu sarik levarech. The other rishonim, that's actually Tosafot and Berachot of Yudalid, that says, no, if you're tasting and you're swallowing, you must make a beracha. Halakha lema'aseh, halakha kede'a rishonah shesafek berachot le'akel. Which means, that's Maran's opinion as well, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Yud, where Maran brings in the stam. That if somebody swallows less than a revi'it just for tasting, he does not make a beracha, then it means yesh shomrim, that if you swallow, you have to make a beracha in all cases. Now we know the rule is setam bayesh, halakha kistam. And therefore again, halakha lema'aseh, if a person was only tasting it for the purpose of tasting, and he's eating less than a revi'it of liquid, or less than a kezait of food, he would not make a beracha harunah, beracha rishonah or a harunah. However, the Birkat Hashem comes out and says like this: "Mikol makom lechet tchida ra'ui lemi shirotze leechol or leshtot rak kedem lebdok et ta'am ha'ochel or ha'mashke lachmil leflot et ha'ochel ha'mashke la'achar shetam otam." Better to keep away from all this machloket. If you're only doing it for tasting, don't swallow it all. Which means just, you know, swirl it around your mouth to get a basic flavor, and then spit it out. Because you're running yourself into a machloket over here. Some say you're supposed to make a beracha if you swallow, some say you don't. So why get involved in the whole machloket in the first place? And therefore he says that the better option would be what? Is to spit it out under all circumstances. Again, halakha lema'aseh, if indeed a person did want to do it for tasting, and he swallowed it, less than if you eat of liquid, less than a kazayit of food, and he did not have an'ah from it, meaning sort of to benefit from it, etc., he does not make a beracha rishona, and certainly not a beracha harona. However, better for him to spit it out, to keep away from all the machlok rishonim that we have in this case.